proclamation number 8364 dated the December 28, 1962. The human being's duty is to scrutinize spiritual information. The fact that you had been wrongly instructed cannot be used by you as an excuse, for you have been placed by me into the position of using your intellect, and therefore it is also your duty to scrutinize what you are being taught. As soon as you receive the information of a God and Creator who created and sustains everything that you can see around you, and also you yourselves, you only need to turn to this Creator in thought and, truly, I will also guide your thinking such that you will be able to understand, if only you want to understand. And you'll always be sent such thoughts from the spiritual kingdom which relate to me and to yourselves, which make you question what kind of relationship you have in regards to me, your God and Creator. And such thoughts ought to be picked up by you and reflected upon. You should at all times be conscious of the fact that every person who only uses his intellect can be mistaken. Thus you must also ask yourselves whether the people who are instructing you, who present you with knowledge which they, in turn, receive from other people or which they have academically acquired, are free from error. For doubts will certainly arise in you and then you do well to contemplate them. But in that case it only depends on your own will whether you yourselves desire the truth, since only this will shall determine that pure truth will be imparted to you. If you, however, accept everything that is presented to you without thinking about it, you will never find the path to me, for then you will only possess pure intellectual knowledge which will never be able to touch your heart and will not benefit your soul in the slightest, since it will neither lead to the correct realization nor motivate you to seriously improve yourselves. It is and will remain mere worldly knowledge, even if it concerns spiritual problems. For only your intellect is affected and this is not being used to think about the information so that it can deal with it, and subsequently it won't be able to recognize what it was offered. And if you are prevented by law to reflect on it, then you should also recognize the foolishness of such law and become wary and on account of this alone start to doubt the truth of the teachings imparted to you. Not everything needs to be wrong, yet you should obtain clarity by starting to think about it and turn to the one who is your God and Creator and who alone can grant you clarification. Hence you ought to try to attain living knowledge and not content yourselves with dead knowledge, which remains dead as long as it doesn't influence the human being's soul by stimulating it into improving itself eagerly, which first and foremost consists of kind-hearted activity. For as soon as a person lives a life of love, his thinking will also be enlightened, and then he will no longer be satisfied with teachings which do not completely correspond to the truth. The light of love within himself will no longer let him unreservedly accept everything he is offered but will cause him to scrutinize it, because love is a divine principle and can never tolerate error or untruth beside itself. Hence, at that moment an active desire for truth will set in and the truth will subsequently be imparted to the person, no matter in which way. For anyone who desires the truth will receive it. Anyone who desires the truth will also ask for me, who is the eternal truth, and I will also reveal myself to him, that is, I will convey the truth to him in some form or other, which he then will accept and make use of without hesitation. Every person has to aspire towards his own perfection, and he also has the ability to do so, for truly, it only requires the connection with me and a prayer in spirit and in truth for my help to successfully travel his earthly path. And this prayer will be granted to him, He will constantly be inwardly urged to do deeds of love, and he will also gain the light which will let him recognize the right path that leads to perfection. Amen.